Time now for our weekly feature, Hidden History. In May 1915, a German U-boat sank the ocean liner Lusitania, causing great alarm throughout the U.S. shipping industry. America hadn't yet entered World War I, but the government felt the threat was real enough to set up a network of naval air stations to defend shipping vessels against such attacks. One of the stations was in North Chatham, and I talked about it recently with Steve Burlingame, chairman of the Board of Trustees of the Chatham Historical Museum.
They needed a site of 20 acres or so on the water, a relatively flat property. So they found a suitable location in North Chatham. It was part of the Nickerson Farm out beyond the Eastwood Hill Golf Course. Construction began in August of 1917, and that was just 4 months after we got into the war in April. And what it was meant to be was a location suitable for dirigibles as well as float planes. The float planes were very, very basic. You can imagine 1917. That's not that many years after the Wright brothers first flew at Kitty Hawk.
What's a float plane, first of all? Explain that to me.
Well, these float planes were double-winged with pontoons, essentially. They had a single engine. They generally had three persons on board. They had a pilot and an assistant pilot and someone who was pretty much a spotter in the back of the plane who would be looking for U-boats and also would be in charge of dropping the bombs on them if the occasion arose.
How many men were stationed there at that height of the operation?
Well, the most that were there was a maximum of 450, I believe. There were 12 different seaplanes. Some, of course, didn't work, needed constant repair, either rough landings or running into heavy winds. So that was part of also the control of how often they could go out and how long they could stay up, because weather conditions were critical. It pretty much fair-weather planes. They carried very few things on the plane. One thing they carried was a couple of pigeons because they had no radio contact with anybody. And the only way they could get a message if there was an issue was to put a small piece of paper with a message in a little tube that was on the right leg of the homing pigeon.
Two blimps also were housed at the station.
It was an enormous hangar for that purpose, and they were used for spotting as well. They had a bigger range because they didn't need to refuel as often as the planes did. So they were able to go farther out to sea. There were several encounters with U-boats. One was an opportunity to really take out a U-boat, except the mechanism to drop the bomb failed and the bomb wouldn't drop. They did some passes and later on they manually dropped the bomb and it landed very, very close to the hull of the submarine. Unfortunately, it didn't explode. There were 17 duds throughout the activities during that period of time that they were chasing submarines. So
the planes worked, but the bombs didn't.
Absolutely.
After World War I ended in 1918, the U-boat threat quickly subsided, and the Chatham Naval Air Station had suddenly outlived its usefulness.
It was certified as non-operating in May of 1920, and at that point, all of the planes and the blimps were removed from the facility. And about the only thing that remained there in its sole purpose was pretty much as a training center for the homing pigeons.
Do you think ultimately the station did make any kind of a difference in the U-boat situation?
Well, the fact that we were here, the presence was here, and the fact that the U-boats were in fact engaged on occasion with these planes.
So they would have been aware of the presence of this station.
Absolutely. So they knew that this was a spot that they had to stay away from.
Next year marks the 100th anniversary of the construction of the Chatham Naval Air Station. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris.